Welcome to today's inspiration. I'm Kiki Letalien, and today I wanted to continue on the exploration of curiosity. I heard from yet one more human being yesterday who heard this short briefing and responded. So at least I know there are a few people who might be listening to these short diatribes of mine. It's very encouraging. although there's something kind of mysterious about speaking into the ether and not knowing when or where or if anyone's listening. So in exploring curiosity and how to grow it, we talked about the How to Think Like Leonardo da Vinci book by Michael Gelb. And I wrapped it up by challenging each of you to look at your daily walks or something that crosses your path every day and to ask questions about it. So I don't know how many of you actually did it. It's so easy to hear these things and to kind of say, yeah, I can imagine what I would do with that, be more curious and move on. But if you did stop and kind of challenge yourself to inquire and think of at least 5 to 10 questions you had about something that's commonplace that you see every day, a fork on your table, you know, the coffee that you drink. It's interesting because you'll soon discover that we're surrounded by mystery, we're surrounded by wonder, we're surrounded by all kinds of questions that exist that we don't even know are there. There are stories that are waiting to be uncovered and then told and shared and learned from. So I hope that you've enjoyed these daily bouts of inspiration, these daily prompts exploring this topic. I challenged myself at the beginning of the week to post every day to these flash briefings and to also post to Anchor as we went along. And today's Friday, so yay. But I'm thinking that I might continue to do this because it's a good action for me to take as well. And I also had shared that I wanted to do a poem a day. So in keeping with our curiosity theme, this is Earthworm by one of my favorite poets, Anne Sexton. Slim Inquirer. While the old fathers sleep, you are reworking their soil. You have a grocery store there, down under the earth, and it is well stocked with broken wine bottles, old cigars, old doorknobs, and earth, that great brown flower that you kiss every day. There are dark stars in the cool evening, and you fondle them like killer birds' beaks. But what I want to know is why, when small boys dig you up for curiosity and cut you in half, why each half lives and crawls away as if whole. Have you no beginning and end? Which heart is the real one? Which eye the seer? Why is it in the infinite plan that you would be severed and rise from the dead like a gargoyle with two heads? Inspiration for your weekend. Okay, so I hope you enjoyed that. And if you want more like this, please let me know that you're listening. Let me know what you think about it. Let me know what you think of the poem Earthworm by Anne Sexton. That's one I'd kind of forgotten about. And I will look forward to coming back next week with some fresh inspiration, some fresh focus, and something that hopefully we can all learn from. So have a great weekend, everyone.